So next, I wanted to invite up a very key ally in this Raise the Rates campaign, and that's Fred Hahn, president of QP Ontario, is with us today. So QP signed on to the Raise the Rates campaign last year at Ontario Convention in May, and has been since that time working really hard on the ground, pushing this campaign forward, and we're really proud to have Fred with us today.
Hi everyone, my name's Fred and I'm from QP. I wanted to talk a little bit about our history. So our union has been an ally of OCAP for many years, since before the 1995 cuts to social assistance rates. And the work that we have been doing around anti-poverty work is something that we consider very integral to the work that we do inside in our union, but also mobilizing in communities. Lisa just mentioned that at our most recent convention, we had a debate about an emergency resolution. We talked about the special diet. We talked about social assistance rates. And our members from every part of the province unanimously said that we needed to be part of this campaign. I want to tell you about what that resolution said. It said not only that we would sign on and endorse the campaign, it said that we would use resources to help to mobilize. So many of you will know Brother Ilian Burbano. He is actually a member release from us. He's released from his workplace in order to be able to talk to our local unions. At every one of our events, educationals, conferences, we're making presentations to our members, making sure they understand what's happening to people on social assistance, making sure that they understand the call and the demands of the Raise the Rates campaign. And we're actually engaging in some community forums. So our university workers were just in Sudbury and did a community forum with the Labour Council and with many other activists in that community to talk about these issues. It's part of that mobilizing that we're doing. We're also, and that education of our members is so important. Many people don't understand what's happening. We need to make sure that we talk to people about their sense of fairness. Whenever we address this issue with our members, with anyone, they understand immediately that what's happening to people on social assistance is unfair, it is unjust, and it is something we must work to change. And so we are also part of, as a union, we engage with the provincial government. We make briefs on budgets, and there's a budget coming. It was a key component of our government relations work, and in every meeting we have with every minister to talk to them about this issue, to say that it is unfair and it is unjust and it is beneath any government to ignore poverty in our province. The Liberals, as you know, said they would have an anti-poverty agenda. They have lied. We have to remember, too, who Tim Hudak is. He was a member of that cabinet of Mike Harris who in 1995 decided it was going to target poor people and people on social assistance. And he is very much ascendant in the polls. It's why we're also mobilizing around the provincial election, which is coming in the fall. It's why I'm so glad that Michael Prew is here from the New Democratic Party. It's why we need to focus on those issues as well while we mobilize, because who gets elected in October will be very key to all of our work. The work that we're doing is in solidarity. We're glad that many other unions, like the Ontario Nurses Association, Labour Councils, others are coming on board. We're gonna be part of helping to make that, to expand that. These attacks on poor people, on people on social assistance and ODSP, are like the attacks on public sector workers, are like the attacks on the services that we rely on. We're in a beautiful community center, part of which is operated by the City of Toronto. The mayor in this city, if he had his way, would sell this center, would have it be provided by for profit. These things are connected. It's that work that we must do together in solidarity. And when we work together, it's been a long struggle. But it is one that I want to say to you on behalf of our members, we have 230,000 of them in this province, that we will stand with the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, with the STOP, with other groups that we have been working with on this issue until there is justice for people on social assistance. Thank you.